Do we truly know who we are? What we are? How much we are worth? And what we are made for? Do we understand that our body is not just a collection of cells, a physical thing that belongs only to us? Do we think that we can do whatever we want with and to our body without consequence? We are all baptized Christians. We were all made in the image and likeness of God. We were given God's breath of life to animate us. And at our chrismation, we were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. Each one of us is not just a collection of cells, but each one of us is a physical temple of that Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is living within us and working through each of us. And this Holy Spirit is continually working to perfect us, to purify us, and to bring us closer to the Holy Trinity so that there will be no thing or action that separates us from God. This is a lifelong process, and when we listen to that Holy Spirit working in our lives, we will be traveling forward towards that perfect union. But we don't always travel forward. Sometimes we find ourselves stopped, standing in place and not progressing. And sometimes we even turn completely around and reject Christ's work in our lives by refusing to listen to his invitations and by refusing to live in his kingdom here and now. When we stop praying, when we stop believing, when we stop fasting, and when we stop attending the divine services, we will not be stuck in a neutral position, no longer advancing in our spiritual life, but we will be falling backwards, moving further away from God. And in that moment, our desire for something outside of ourselves will not cease, because we are always seeking something, because we are communal creatures. We will look and search for something, anything and everything, to fill that void left from our neglect of God. St. Paul's main focus today is on sexual immorality. But why? Because, as he says, every other sin a man commits is outside the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. Sexual immorality is a physical sin against our own bodies and the bodies of others. Sure, we can gossip, slander, steal, believe in false gods, covet with jealousy, not obey our parents. We can lie. But in doing so, we have not abused the physical temple of the Holy Spirit, but we have sinned with our hearts and minds. St. Paul tells us that when we join our physical bodies with a prostitute, with our girlfriend or boyfriend, with anyone whom we are not in a sacramental marriage with, or when we commit private impure acts, we sin against the physical reality, this physical temple of God that is ourselves, our bodies. Us being physical temples of the Holy Spirit is just one aspect of our sharing in divinity in a real, tangible way. Because even more profound is that we are physically members of that body of Christ. We were each baptized into Christ. We have all put on Christ. We have eaten his flesh, and we have drunk his blood. Our physical bodies have digested divinity within us and have added these elements to our physical nature. Because Jesus said, He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, physically abides in each one of us who eats and drinks the heavenly bread and the heavenly wine. How then can we defile this physical temple of the Holy Spirit and this physical flesh of our Savior by committing impure sexual acts? We cannot. The prodigal son did something similar. He took the great gift that was given him and squandered it. He took his riches and defiled them in his flesh by overindulging in all kinds of sumptuous living and with harlots. But all of that sin and all of that self-abuse left him homeless, penniless, and he longed to be physically embraced with true love, the love that the good Father has for his son. Did the prodigal son really know who he is? Did he know how much he was worth? Did he know what he was made for? Did he understand what love really is? Not in the beginning of the story, but through his own bad decisions, he discovered that there is a Father who loves him unconditionally. He discovered that his Father will take care of him. He discovered that his good Father will forgive him when he has sinned, and that when he again moves in the direction towards God, that God will shower him with the treasures of the kingdom of heaven and restore him to purity. We are the physical temples of God. We are each a tabernacle of Jesus Christ. Guard that tabernacle, and if you have failed in any way, then return, repent, and experience again what it is like to walk with God. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory.